For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Republican members of the Missouri legislature are calling on Governor Mike Parson to hold a special session on election reform. Jody Fortino has more.
In a letter to the governor Wednesday, Republican members of the House Committee on Elections and Elected Officials charged that the Missouri Senate is holding up efforts to overhaul the state's election laws. These changes include voter ID requirements, reforms to initiative petitions, and restrictions on mail-in voting. The committee claimed in its letter, without evidence, that the most recent presidential election featured, quote, many discrepancies and issues with the election process in several states across this nation. Department of Justice officials say there is no evidence that voter fraud affected the 2020 election. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jody Fortino.
Missouri's gas tax could soon rise for the first time in 25 years. State lawmakers gave final approval late Tuesday to a bill that would gradually add 12.5 cents to Missouri's current 17 cent a gallon tax. The first 2.5 cent increase would take effect in October. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is likely to sign the bill into law. Yesterday, Parson praised lawmakers for passing it and said the tax increase would provide, quote, much needed funding for roads and bridge repairs. The Missouri Department of Transportation estimates that the state faces a $745 million annual gap in road and bridge funding. The Senate passed a comprehensive law enforcement bill after lawmakers agreed to take a provision out that targets lying to the General Assembly. Jason Rosenbaum has more on this legislative breakthrough.
Lawmakers in a conference committee agreed to remove a measure boosting penalties for committing perjury or obstruction to legislative committees. Governor Mike Parson threatened to veto the bill, which includes a use of force database, a ban on police chokeholds, and better tracking of officers with problematic records. Democratic Senator Brian Williams of University City says the legislation sends a big message to the rest of the country close to 7 years since the unrest in Ferguson.
Michael Brown, George Floyd could have easily been me. And to think now, we really have had a conversation for the first time since the death of Michael Brown that Black Lives Matter in the state of Missouri.
The bill also removes the residency requirement for the Kansas City Police Department. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri lawmakers have passed legislation seeking to limit local public health orders that have imposed restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. The bill, which was given final approval yesterday, would limit emergency orders restricting businesses, churches, schools, or gatherings to 30 days, unless extended by the local governing body. The bill was prompted by outrage over long-lasting restrictions in St. Louis County and some other places. St. Louis County relaxed some restrictions but still requires social distancing and face masks inside businesses. Lawmakers also are nearing final approval on legislation that would let businesses affected by restrictions seek property tax breaks. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.